हरे कृष्ण जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर तारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी जमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी जमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 9 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द पासिंग अवे ऑफ भीष्मदेव टेक्स्ट नंबर 38। शीत विशिकः तो विशीर्ण दंशः क्षतज परिप्लुत आततायिनो मे प्रसभम अभिससार मदवदार्थम् स भवतु मे भगवान् गतिर्मुकुन्दः। शीतविशिखः तो विशीर्णदंशः क्षतज परिप्लुत आततायिनो मे प्रसभम अभिससार मदवदार्थम् स भवतु मे भगवान् गतिर्मुकुन्दः। शीतविशिखः तो विशीर्णदंशः क्षतज परिप्लुत आततायिनो मे प्रसभम अभिससार मदवदार्थम् स भवतु मे भगवान् गतिर्मुकुन्दः। Matajis, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: May He, Lord Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who awards salvation, be my ultimate destination. On the battlefield, He charged me as if angry because of the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows. His shield was scattered and His body was smeared with blood due to the wounds. Purport: The dealings of Lord Sri Krishna and Bhishma Dev on the battlefield of Kurukshetra are interesting because the activities of Lord Sri Krishna appear to be partial to Arjuna and at enmity with Bhishma Dev. But factually, all this was especially meant to show special favor to Bhishma Dev, a great devotee of the Lord. The astounding feature of such dealings is that a devotee can please the Lord by playing a part of an enemy. The Lord, being absolute, can accept service from His pure devotee even in the garb of an enemy. The Supreme Lord cannot have any enemy, nor can a so-called enemy harm Him, because he is ajita or unconquerable. But still, He takes pleasure when His pure devotee beats Him like an enemy or rebukes Him from a superior position, although no one can be superior to the Lord. These are some of the transcendental reciprocatory dealings of the devotee with the Lord, and those who have no information of the pure devotional service cannot penetrate into the mystery of such dealings. Bhishma Dev played the part of a valiant warrior, and he purposefully pierced the body of the Lord so that to the common eyes, it appeared that the Lord was wounded. But factually, all this was to bewilder the non-devotees. The all-spiritual body cannot be wounded, and the devotee cannot become the enemy of the Lord. Had it been so, Bhishma Dev would have not desired to have the very same Lord as the ultimate destination of his life. Had Bhishma Dev been the enemy of the Lord, Lord Krishna could have annihilated him without any moving. There was no need to come before Bhishma Dev with blood and wounds. But he did so because the warrior devotee wanted to see the transcendental beauty of the Lord decorated with wounds created by a pure devotee. This is the way of exchanging transcendental rasa or relations between the Lord and the servitor. By such dealings, both the Lord and the devotees become glorified in their respective position. The Lord was so angry that Arjuna checked him when he was moving towards Bhishma Dev. But in spite of Arjuna's checking, he proceeded towards Bhishma Dev as a lover goes to a lover without caring for hindrances. Apparently, his determination was to kill Bhishma Dev, but factually it was to please him as a great devotee of the Lord. The Lord is undoubtedly the deliverer of all conditioned souls. The impersonalist desires salvation from him, and he always awards them according to their aspiration. But here, Bhishma Dev aspires to see the Lord in his personal feature. All pure devotees aspire for this. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitanscha
ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನ ಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತಿ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂದ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂದ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ ವಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಯತಿ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ ಕೃಪಾ ತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಂ ದಿನತಾರಿಣಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯಮೀಶ್ವರಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ.
ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ವನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್. May he, Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who awards salvation, be my ultimate destination. On the battlefield, he charged me as if angry because of the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows. His shield was scattered and his body was smeared with blood due to wounds. Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings of all the devotees. If I can speak something on this exalted subject matter, one of the most important prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers offered by Bhishma Dev just before departing from this material world. The first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita comes up with a very beautiful verse. It says that Eka Bhagavata Bado Bhagavata Shastra Ara Bhagavata Bhakta Bhakti Rasapatra. So Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that there are two types of Bhagavatas, the person Bhagavata and the book Bhagavata. The person Bhagavata actually is a pure devotee who is absorbed in the mellows of loving devotion. And then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Dui Bhagavata Dwara Diya Bhakti Rasa Tahara Hridaye Tara Prema Hoye Vasha. So here it is explained that Dui Bhagavata, these two Bhagavatas, the person Bhagavata and the book Bhagavata, they actually have the ability to give conditioned souls bhakti rasa. They have the ability to actually instill the mellows of transcendental loving service into the heart of a living being. And then it says that tahara hridaya tara prema hoye vasha. And when that devotion is instilled within the heart of a living entity, then the Lord, Shri Krishna, becomes very much controlled by the love of his devotee. As even the first canto, first chapter says, Sadyo ridhi avarudyate atra krtivi shushrub shubhi satkshanat. That Supreme Lord can easily be captured within the heart of a devotee who just gives an oral reception to Srimad Bhagavatam or a person Bhagavatam or person Bhagavat. So here, Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking about a Mahabhagavat. And a great Mahabhagavat like Bhishma Dev is glorifying the Supreme Lord who is having so much, you know, attraction, a natural attraction for the Supreme Lord. So all that we have to do is, you know, just sit down and hear Srimad Bhagavatam and hear the prayers offered by such great exalted personalities. Because Bhishma Dev is that patra who is filled with and who is flooding with bhakti rasa. And this is so very much revealed, you know, in this
prayers which are loaded with love, gratitude, anticipation, humility. This verse specifically that we are discussing today, you know, is actually speaking about Bhishma Dev's humility. Where Bhishma Dev is saying that I am Atatai, I am an aggressor, my dear Lord. I'm not your devotee, I'm actually an aggressor who wanted to kill you. So here, you know, this prayers are loaded with, you know, humility, gratitude, love and anticipation. And when we hear such prayers offered by great personalities, then we also develop a desire to follow in the footsteps. And it is explained that Lord Krishna or Krishna Katha is like a fragrant flower, a beautiful fragrant flower. And devotee of the Lord, the great devotees of the Lord, the Mahabhagavats, they are like the honeybees who can actually extract the nectar from within that fragrant, beautiful flower. The honeybees are gifted with this ability which probably none of us can do it. These honeybees can extract the nectar probably which even if we go to some garden and if we look at some flowers which are loaded with nectar, we still cannot extract the nectar out of that flower, which otherwise the honeybees can so easily do it. And these honeybees, they can sit on the flower, they can go deep into it, and without altering the shape, form, fragrance of that flower, they can actually bring out the nectar. Similarly, the great personalities, the great Mahabhagavas, the great devotees of the Lord, they can actually, you know, when they hear Krishna Katha, when they come in contact with Krishna, they can actually bring out the nectar. Now, if I go to a garden, probably I will end up crushing that flower. If I think that I want to extract the nectar on my own, I may probably end up crushing that flower. And if there is no juice that comes out of that flower, I will so easily conclude that this flower is so dry, this flower is useless, there is nothing like nectar within this flower. Similarly, when we try to read scriptures, understand scriptures on our own, probably we may not be able to extract the essence of those teachings by our own. But spiritual masters, great personalities, they are the one who can actually bring out the essence when they speak, when they actually narrate to us. In fact, many people, when they read scriptures, they think that I don't need guru in my life. I am myself the guru. But instead of bringing out the nectar, they end up messing up things. But this is what scriptures tell us, that we have no direct access to the nectar that's there in the flower. But devotees, the great personalities, who are like honeybees, they make that nectar available to us. On our own, probably we cannot do that. And these honeybees, they come from far off distant places. And they can sit on that flower because they know that there is so much nectar within this. So these honeybees who are coming from far off distance, they actually bring out the nectar. On the contrary, there is a flower which is there in the pond, and just right below the flower, there is a frog sitting. And this frog has no clue. He has no idea, head or tail, there is so much nectar within this flower. So someone who may be so close to that fragrant flower may have no idea of how to really extract that nectar. On the contrary, someone who is coming from a far off distance just knows how to seek that essence. Many times we, being born and brought up in India, we think that I am so close to Krishna, but we are in one sense like that frog who is just so close to that flower, but cannot really extract the nectar, cannot really understand Krishna for who He is. On the contrary, there are devotees who are born far off, who has never heard about Krishna, but just by coming in contact with Krishna consciousness, because they are like honeybees, they are seeking for essence, that's the reason they can actually extract the juice. When we hear the autobiography of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, how he was a seeker, looking, searching for God, although he did not knew or he did not know who Krishna is, coming from thousands of miles away, but he had a desire to seek, he had a desire to understand God, and the way he was actually guided and directed, he ended up sitting on that fragrant flower like Krishna, and he could bring out the nectar. And this is what Srimad Bhagavatam actually is proposing. Nanu dveshti kalim samrat saranga eva sarabhu kushalani kushalani ashu siddhyanti netarani kritani yat. The great devotees of the Lord, they are actually sara book. They are actually seeking essence. And only when we seek essence, can we actually seek nectar, or can we actually derive nectar, just like these honeybees. Parijate anjasa labdha saranga anyonya sevate tvadangri mulama sadhyam sakshat kim kim vrani mahi. Parijate anjasa labdha. When a honeybee sits on that parijata flower, honeybee is so much intoxicated by the nectar that's there within this parijata flower, that this honeybee doesn't want anything else, doesn't want to move an inch from that flower, and that honeybee is thoroughly satisfied extracting and seeking the nectar. Similarly, we see here Bhishma Dev has tasted that nectar within Krishna, and that's why he doesn't want anything else except Krishna. And that's what he is praying in this verse. Sa bhavatu me Bhagavan Gatir Mukunda. Let that Lord Mukunda be my ultimate destination. And Bhishma Dev is sharing that nectar which is so much stored within his heart. He's sharing that nectar with all of us. His prayers are like the honey that is flowing so smoothly, seamlessly, extempore, impromptu, unrehearsed. And no, he's actually an acharya, a mahajan, who is not only speaking but teaching through his own example. Yes, die we all have to. We all have to die. But Bhishma Dev is teaching us how to die. He's teaching us the art of dying. And it is said that how we live in this world is more important than how long we live in this world. Similarly, how we die is far more important than just dying. Of course, how we die doesn't mean that, oh, I died out of heart attack, or I died probably because of an accident. How we die means what is our consciousness when we leave our body is more important than just dying. And Bhishma Dev is actually teaching this at the last moment. A devotee's life is like a classroom, no, where we learn so many life lessons. And exemplary living and an exemplary dying, a perfect auspicious tithi. The Uttarayan has actually, no, the sun has entered northern hemisphere. So the auspicious tithi is there, auspicious place to depart. That is Kurukshetra. Not only that, auspicious association of the holy people, the Brahmarshis, the Devarshis, the Rajarshis are there. Not only that, the all auspicious Supreme Lord Krishna is there right in front of Bhishma Dev. And above all, Bhishma Dev's tongue is chanting the auspicious names, glorifying the Supreme Lord. This is the ideal, way of leaving one's body. And who would not want such ideal condition to appear and manifest in one's life when one is about to depart? So many people have written bhajans, itna to karna swami jab prana tan se nikle, govinda naam lekar fir prana tan se nikle, shri ganga ji ka tat ho, yamuna ka vamshi vat ho, mera savara nikat ho jab prana tan se nikle. So of course, no, we don't demand from Krishna that, my dear Lord, itna to kar dena, I have done so much for you, you do this much for me. A devotee never demands from Krishna, but a devotee humbly pleads to the Lord. In fact, one time, His Holiness Satsarudas Goswami Maharaj wrote a beautiful poem, and he wanted to send this poem to Srila Prabhupada, so that Prabhupada could, hear this poem. And he wrote a beautiful stanza in that poem, and he is writing that your devotee is calling sadly because your devotee is falling badly. Oh Srimati Radharani, please take pity, because your devotee is trapped in the city of nine gates. And the poem continues. So this poem, when it reached Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada heard that poem, and then Prabhupada told to Brahmanand Prabhu, please write back to Satsarup Das Goswami Maharaj that there is a correction in this poem. So Prabhupada said that Maharaj has written, your devotee is calling sadly because your devotee is falling badly. So Prabhupada told Brahmanand Prabhu to convey to Maharaj that one can never use a word devotee, because Radharani is the only devotee. She is the greatest of all the devotees. How can we even say that we are devotees? It's a tall order. At the max, we can say that, my dear Lord, I am your servant. So Prabhupada told Maharaj to change the word from devotee to servant. Your servant is calling badly, sadly, because your servant is falling badly. And then Prabhupada quoted this verse, Ai nanda tanuja kim karam patitam mam vishame bhavam budho. And then Prabhupada said, just see, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not calling himself a devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling himself as Kinkaram or a servant. So we are simply servants. Who are we to really demand from Krishna, itna to karna swami? But we see devotees like Bhishma Dev, they're actually appealing to Lord Krishna, Sa Deva Devo Bhagavan Pratikshatam. My dear Lord, please wait for me. Until I depart from this world, please do wait. But their prayers are actually not just some superficial lip service. It's years and years of their dedication and commitment. So yes, we have to live up to, or probably, no, we have to deserve first. Then only we can actually desire. So when we live a life of commitment and dedication, then can we humbly submit our prayers to Lord Krishna. My dear Lord, no, it's up to you to, no, actually come and save me when I need you the most. And interestingly, Prabhupada is writing here in the purport that who in this world would glorify that person who wants to come and attack you, who wants to come and kill you, who wants to come and harm you, who is angry on you, who is angry at you, but charging. So who in this world would glorify that person? Probably we would never think of glorifying that person. Above that, no, here we see Bhishma Dev, he is glorifying the Supreme Lord who came to charge at him and kill him. And above that, someone who is coming to kill me, let that person be my ultimate goal. Who would want that? Who would wish that? And here Bhishma Dev is saying, Bhavatu me Bhagavan Gatir Mukunda, let that Supreme Lord who is coming to kill me be my object, or be my ultimate destination. So Bhishma Dev, he is progressively marching ahead while he is offering his prayer. In the first prayer that he is offering, no, iti matir iti mati upakalpita vitrushna, let my mati be like that sati. No? He's telling, let my intelligence be very chaste and loyal to you. So he begins by offering his prayer by telling that let my mati become sati and let that sati get married to you, my Lord. This is what Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, that Bhishma Dev wanted to offer his one and only one daughter in the form of intelligence to Lord Krishna. He wanted to get his intelligence married to Krishna. So he's saying, let my mati become sati and let that sati get married to you, my Lord. And when that sati, like mati, once it gets married to you, then my dear Lord, let my preeti towards you grow more and more. And let that preeti turn into rati. And once that preeti turns into rati, then can we truly ask Krishna that let you be my ultimate gati. And so it's one thing to simply say that, no, Bhavatu me Bhagavan Gatir Mukundaha. But no, unless and until we offer Manasa Deho Geho Jo Kichumor Arpilu Tuapade Nanda Kishor, only when we are in this disposition of offering whatever we have in the service of the Lord, then can we truly aspire, you know, to follow in the footsteps of Bhishma Dev. And yes, Bhishma Dev, Prabhupada is here writing that Bhishma Dev, he is, no, when Krishna is coming to charge, Krishna is coming towards him holding a chakra or a wheel of the chariot, Bhishma Dev is not questioning Krishna. This is very interesting. Bhishma Dev is not questioning Krishna. My dear Lord, you are so mean. You are so partial actually. I am also your devotee. But you are going to the extent of protecting one devotee and killing another. Isn't it a partiality on your side? So Bhishma Dev is not questioning Krishna. So many a times we also see that one devotee may be favored more than other. But at that point of time, we should not question Krishna. Because although it may appear that apparently Krishna is favoring one and not favoring another, we have to understand this fact that the devotee who is not favored, Krishna has a far more better plans for him. Krishna has best of the plans reserved for him. So Bhishma Dev is not asking this question that, my dear Lord, you did not favor me, you did not show more, you did not show that kindness that you showed to Arjuna. Because Bhishma Dev knew for sure that Lord has best of the plans reserved for me. And indeed, it's a fact that Lord Krishna had best of the plans reserved for Bhishma Dev. The very fact that Lord Krishna put Arjuna in moha before the battlefield, the reason was Krishna wanted to speak Bhagavad Gita. The very fact that Krishna is putting Yudhishthir Maharaj in moha and shok, so that the world would know the glories of Bhishma Dev. So Krishna had wonderful plans reserved. Just imagine supreme personality of Godhead and the supreme embodiment of knowledge, that is Vyasadeva. Lord Krishna is the controller of all control. Krishna is the controller of everything. He could not control the emotions of Yudhishthir Maharaj. And incarnation of knowledge, that is Vyasadeva, was unable to give knowledge to Bhishma Dev. How is that possible? And he was unable to give knowledge to Yudhishthir Maharaj. That's not possible. It appeared that it was a match fixing. The match was fixed. Everything was pre-planned before. That's why Sudha Goswami uses the word Krishnena Adbhuta Karmana. Krishna's plans are inconceivable. So, Krishna wanted to perform wonderful tasks through Bhishma Dev. And his plans are so perfect that many times we may not be able to understand, or we may think that Krishna's plans are imperfect and senseless, but Krishna's plans are perfectly perfect and sensible. Not only that, we saw that how Lord Krishna wanted to show to the whole world that his devotees' words are equally uplifting and worth trusting, just as devotee takes shelter of Krishna's word, devotee must have full faith that Krishna's devotees' words are equally uplifting and they are worth trusting, worth putting trust in. And that's how when Bhishma Dev is speaking, when Bhishma Dev spoke to Yudhishthir Maharaj, that's when Yudhishthir Maharaj was uplifted. And that's when he gained confidence to rule the world. And not only that, Prabhupada writes that Krishna wanted to teach the whole world that his devotees have more knowledge than Krishna himself. This is what Prabhupada writes in the purport. That Lord also desired that King Yudhishthir be pacified by the words of Bhishma Dev, so that the world could see that Bhishma Dev excelled in all knowledge, including the Lord himself. So when Bhishma Dev spoke, Yudhishthir Maharaj was uplifted. So a lesson for us is, it's not that only those who are in the renounced order can inspire. It's not that only those who are in the renounced order can speak with realization. We can see here Bhishma Dev was not in the renounced order of life, but he could equally, with his realized knowledge, inspire and motivate. So someone who is living in the world outside could, can also have realization if that person is sincerely seeking the path of spirituality. Krishna wanted to also be present on the side of Bhishma Dev. We all know that Krishna was personally present when Bhishma Dev left his body. Krishna was not personally present when Arjuna left this material world. So Krishna's plans are just so perfect. We are discussing all this because we are discussing this point, that how important that Bhishma Dev did not question Krishna. Bhishma Dev knew perfectly that Krishna's plans are just perfect. Krishna also wanted to show the whole world that the body of knowledge is constant. And when someone is in a lamentable, or probably when someone is in lamentation or in distress, we cannot predict whom Krishna will make instrument in order to inspire. Krishna can probably make someone like Bhishma Dev, who was in a materially unfavorable, uncomfortable condition. Krishna made that person an instrument. So Krishna can make anyone an instrument in order to spread the glories of, or spread the mission of Krishna consciousness. And we all can see, Prabhupada empowered those newly, joined Krishna conscious devotees who just went and preached to the dignitaries and the celebrities like George Harrison. So it's not that only an advanced devotee can actually create wonders. Krishna can empower even a newly toddler or a newly a budding devotee in Krishna consciousness. And we can also see, Prabhupada was a grihastha, but many of the disciples of his Guru Maharaj tried their level best to preach, but they failed. But how Krishna made Srila Prabhupada an instrument in spreading and becoming a world acharya. So yes, someone who is unknown today may become famous overnight. And people may start thinking, how can this happen? Bhishma Dev very well knew that Krishna's plan are just so perfect. Krishna Shakti Vinana Hi Tara Pravartan Krishnena Adbhuta Karmana. So don't doubt or judge Lord Krishna's plan, although it may appear to be imperfect. It appeared to the normal, ordinary audience that Krishna is actually charging towards Bhishma. Krishna is favoring Arjuna more and less to Bhishma Dev, although Bhishma Dev was a great devotee. So different devotees will receive favors from the Lord in a different way. One need not compare and one need not feel discouraged, seeing others devotees receiving more mercy. Some of the close associates of Srila Prabhupada, they received mercy of Srila Prabhupada through different ways and different channels. Someone received Srila Prabhupada's favor and mercy through chastisement. Someone received through direct personal instruction. Or probably someone received Prabhupada's favor by being a very close, intimate associate of Srila Prabhupada. But these were all different forms of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So it may appear that some received more and some received less. But someone who was at the receiving end with the right consciousness, no, they know for sure that even the chastisement was equally the mercy as Prabhupada gave, no, a personal loving exchange towards someone. So here we see that Bhishmadeva is not questioning Krishna. At the same time, Bhishmadeva is not envying Arjuna also. This is important to note that Bhishmadeva, he is a devotee and Arjuna is also a devotee. They are both great devotees of the Lord. Bhishmadeva is not envying Arjuna. Bhishmadeva is taking immense pleasure. We see in these verses, again and again, Bhishmadeva is glorifying Krishna, but Bhishmadeva is equally taking the name of Arjuna. Bhishmadeva is connecting Arjuna with Krishna by using the word Vijay Sakhe, Partha Sakhe, Ratir Mamastu. So, in one sense, Bhishmadeva is very senior devotee. Bhishmadeva is 456 years old when he is about to depart from this world. Not only that, Arjuna is very junior, apparently. So Bhishmadeva is a very senior devotee and Arjuna is a very junior to him. Bhishmadeva actually made Arjuna sit on his lap even before he came to Krishna consciousness. In a way that Arjuna played on the lap of Bhishmadeva, and grew. Bhishmadeva is more learned. Bhishmadeva has centuries of experience. Bhishmadeva has fought more battles than Arjuna. Bhishmadeva is senior and he is more powerful than Arjuna. But he never told Arjuna that you did not even know the ABC of Krishna consciousness. And how is it that you have received more kindness and more intimate association of Lord Krishna? Bhishmadeva is not envying Krishna. So both are devotees, but the amount of association, favor, intimacy that Arjuna received is far more than what Bhishmadeva received. And yes, many a times it may happen that someone who came after us may go ahead of us. And we start thinking, how is that possible? But ultimately it is Krishna's intervention. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. And yes, many times it's difficult to stand others who get more favors, more fans and followings, who get more attention, who get probably more time, more recognition, more promotion. So yes, it's difficult. We tend to get that inferiority complex. We tend to become insecure. And this anartha blocks the real me to blossom and bloom with the divine qualities. This anartha is like that lich. We have this lich which sucks blood. Similarly, this anartha, it sucks our constructive energy. In fact, this leech actually sucks only the contaminated blood. But this anartha is far more deadly than lich because it sucks even the positive, the good side of ours. And this quality of this anartha called envy actually blinds our vision, where we fail to count our own blessings and focus only on what others have. That's why this anartha is like an ulcer. Just as when we have a mouth ulcer, it burns a lot. Similarly, this anartha is like the ulcer of the heart, which burns us from within so very badly. So yes, no doubt, it's a very strong negative emotion which overpowers and overwhelms us. But a devotee tries to work on it consciously and fight, and devotee fights against this lower tendencies and not get victimized by it. A devotee appreciate how Krishna is wonderfully working through him. A devotee will see the hand of Krishna, who is ultimately gifting that other devotee with the talents to preach and perform well. And not only that, a devotee is very happy to see the reciprocation that's happening between Krishna and the other devotee when Krishna is making the other devotee an instrument. And this is what is the dynamics of spirituality, where more we are happy seeing others flourishing, more from our heart we appreciate and think good about others, equal advancement awaits us. Equal advancement will be offered to us, and we will also very soon receive the grace and favor of the Lord. One very important thing is that a devotee never becomes an instrument in blocking others' progress. This is something which we see here, you know, in case of Bhishma Dev. We may not be joyful probably, but at least let's not harm or target the object of our envy through our words or through our actions, because that will ultimately block our progress only. So through our words, let's not spread the bad name or blemish about that person. And through our action, let's not pull that person down, or let's not plot against that person. So this is how a devotee learns, struggles to deal with this anartha. And above all, we all can learn from a great personalities like Bhishma Dev, who is so joyfully and happily, you know, seeing, you know, Arjuna being favored so wonderfully and receiving so much kindness. So Bhishma Dev is not comparing himself with Arjuna, but he is complimenting Arjuna for having received such causeless mercy. And you know, if I envy someone, I may never want to take that person's name. What to speak of hearing when that person is receiving so much more of a favor. But here we see Bhishma Dev in these prayers. No, I may not get mercy, but I will not allow other person also to get that mercy. But here we see in case of Bhishma Dev, he's again and again remembering Arjuna, addressing Krishna as someone who is so close. So when we struggle and fight against this lower nature, and when we don't envy others' success, that's our true inner success. This William Arthur, he so wonderfully framed. He said, blessed are those who have learned to admire but not envy. Blessed are those who follow but not imitate. Blessed are those who praise, who have learned the art to praise but not flatter. And blessed are those who have learned the art to lead but not manipulate. So this is how a devotee, you know, fights back the internal battle to win over this anartha of envy. And as we discussed before, the quality of humility that is so beautifully brought out in this verse, where Bhishma Dev is saying, no, Kshataja paripluta atatai no me. My dear Lord, I am actually an atatai or an aggressor. I am the one who is so sinful. I was the one who fought on the side of adharma. I ended up shooting arrows to you, unto you, my Lord. But, my dear Lord, you are so merciful that you still came to me. Now, the few words before this, Bhishma Dev is speaking about Lord Krishna's quality. Sarvatmanaha samadrisho. And then he says how Lord is anahankrita. So, Bhishma Dev is telling, my dear Lord, you are samadrisha, you are equal to all, but tathapi ekanta bhakteshu. This is what Bhishma Dev is telling. Tathapi ekanta bhakteshu pashya bhupanukampitam yanmesum tyajata shakshat krishno darshana agata. This is very important to note. Bhishma Dev is telling, my dear Lord, you are equal to everyone. Still, tathapi ekanta bhakteshu, for your ekanta bhakta, you still manifest. Pashya bhupa anukambinam. So, some acharyas write that this ekanta bhakta doesn't refer to Bhishma Dev. Some say that this ekanta bhakta refers to Bhishma Dev. So Bhishma Dev is telling, my dear Lord, I am not that ekanta bhakta. I am the papi, I am aggressor, I am atatai, I am the one who actually fought against adharma. So this is Bhishma Dev's humility, where he doesn't consider himself as ekanta bhakta. And Bhishma Dev is telling, my dear Lord, no, these ekanta bhaktas are actually the Pandavas. And because Pandavas are your great devotees of the Lord, great devotees, and I happen to be connected to Pandavas, that's the reason you have appeared here on the battlefield when I'm about to depart from this world. So we may not be directly connected to the Supreme Lord, but if we are connected to the devotees or the devotees of the devotees of Lord Krishna, then equally Lord will favor us. And Prabhupada writes in the purport to that verse, tathapi ekanta bhakteshu. Prabhupada says, the best way to establish our relation with the Supreme Lord is to approach Him through His recognized devotee. One should not try to establish relation directly. There must be a via medium which is transparent and competent to lead us to the right path. And we can see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, when the son-in-law of Sarvam Bhattacharya, he actually spoke so much against Lord Krishna. And he was the one who blasphemed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he suffered from the deadly disease cholera, was about to live, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went running. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not take that aparad personally. And Sarvam Bhattacharya, who is the father-in-law of Amogha, Sarvam Bhattacharya is telling, my dear Lord, why did you allow him to live? And at that point of time, Sarvam Bhattacharya was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded, Prabhu Ashwasana Kare Sparshitara Gatra Sarvabhoma Sambande Tumi Morasneha Patra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that actually the only reason I did not take anything personally was because Sarvabhoma Sambandhe. You are the son-in-law of Sarvam Bhattacharya. That's the reason you are the object of my affection. Sarvabhoma Grihe Dasa Dasiye Kukur Seha Mora Priya Anya Jana Rahudur. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what to speak of you, O Amogha? Even someone in the house of Sarvam Bhattacharya who is a maid servant or even a dog, I am always in favor. I will favor them. What to speak of his relatives? So we may not be directly connected. We can see here Bhishma Dev, he is saying, the reason Lord has appeared right in front of me is because of the Pandavas. So sometimes we may get the direct mercy of the Lord, but still the devotees are so humble that they don't think that, oh, it's because of my devotion. It's only because of other devotees' grace and their intervention in my life that I have received the favor of the Lord. So, yes, to conclude this entire pastime that's happening, Bhishma Dev is recalling how Lord Krishna is willing to break his promise of not lifting the weapon. Lord Krishna is actually keeping the promise of Bhishma Dev, keeping the promise that Bhishma Dev took, that I will oblige Krishna to lift weapon today. And that's the pastime. This entire pastime can be summarized in this one very nice bhajan. It says that Prabala Prem ke Pale Padke Prabhu ka Niyam Badalte Dekha Apna Maan Bhale Talajaye Bhakt ka Maan Na Talate Dekha. This is what Lord Krishna actually is so eager to reciprocate with the love of his devotees. Apna maan, Prabhu ka maan bhale tal jaye, bhakt ka maan na talte dekha. Krishna does not mind the world may rebuke him, ridicule him for breaking his own promise, although he is a kshatriya. But Krishna will never allow. Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. Jinki keval kripa drishti se sakal vishwa ko palate dekha, usko unko gokul ke makhan par sauso bar machalte dekha. And then finally this beautiful bhajan says that jinki vakra brikutu ke bhai se sapt sagar ko ubalte dekha, unko maa Yashoda ke bhai se ashru bindu druk dhalte dekha. So Lord Krishna can probably go to any extent, not probably, Krishna will go to any extent to protect the maan of his devotees. And this is what this beautiful verse that we are reading is signifying. Lord Krishna, in order to protect his devotee Arjuna, went on to lift up the weapon, break his own vow, and also please Bhishma Dev equally. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna.